Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. It's a payday Friday. It's a weekend.
Well, sound excited.
I am excited. I am excited.
Yay!
Just had a little talk with the boss.
About what?
Can't take a joke.
You let him get in your head too much.
Hey, go ahead, ask your provocative question.
Wait, what?
Ask your provocative question.
I think you're rubbing off on me. I forgot.
About the Coors.
Yes. Yes, very provocative. Okay. So we're just talking about core three players, right? The Giants have identified theirs, Adamas, Chapman, Devers, and obviously the Warriors have their core of Curry, Butler, and Green. If I asked you over the next 5 seasons, which core you'd rather have, who would it be?
The Giants. The Giants core.
Now, why is that?
Because I view the Warriors core as far more short term in all likelihood. Like when you say next 5 years, I'll give you Curry plays 3 or 4. I don't know. You know, we might be talking about Draymond and Butler not even being around, right?
Sure.
Now, I could factor in, okay, next 5 years, how do I judge the Warriors' three-man core in 5 years? You know what? Curry's still playing, not at the highest level, but and Draymond's no longer under contract, and neither's Butler. Okay, so what'd you do with that money? You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily view when those two guys come off the books in 2 years that it has to be a bad thing. Maybe there's opportunity from that. Having said all that, I like the idea of these guys have to be able to play for 3 or 4 years on the Giants. You know what I mean? I mean, the problem would be is after 4 years, they're where the Warriors core is now. That would be a problem, if you know what I mean.
But I think the Warriors are still in a position to win. Like, in 5 seasons, Chapman will have 1 year left, Adamas will have 2, and Devers will have 3. I don't think those players are going to be at the position the Warriors are now, where, like, the Warriors, I think, could make the playoffs. In fact, I do think they'll make the playoffs next year. I don't know if in 5 years, Chapman at age 37, Adamas at age 34, 35, and Devers 33, 34 are going to have the Giants in perennial playoff contention.
Huh. So, Why not? Like, if they, let's just say the Giants this year are the second wild card. And
this year, yeah.
Yeah.
What second, did I say? Second or third. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They make the wild card.
All right. You don't think they'll be better next year?
No, I think they will. But what I'm saying is, like, Curry, the reason you don't want the next 5 years is because you don't think the Correct. Warriors will be, like, they'll be on the team in 5 years.
Right.
But they're still in a position to win now. Like, the Giants, I don't think that in 5 years will be in the place the Warriors are.
However, I think the Giants are way more set up to win in the next 2 years with this core than the Warriors are with their core in the next 2 years.
I actually kind of think they're in the same place. Like, to me, they're both clearly in the second tier. In their well, in the West for the Warriors, and then in the Giants in their own division. Because the thing is, like, the Dodgers ain't going anywhere. So you're always playing for the wild card, and that's a tough place to be.
No, it's true, but I would say that to me it's kind of easy, unless you get well. If it's who do you want in the next 2 years? I would actually take the Giants core of Adamas.
The next 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, let's shrink it then.
Yes, I will. I would. But that speaks to, I just don't think the Warriors core can get it done. The season's too long. So I think the Warriors will probably make the playoffs next year, but I just can't, you know, after watching the playoffs this year, it's hard for me to envision them winning four rounds. We can revisit that. The Giants, on the other hand, I give a better chance to, because their players, their three best players are at least in their primes at this point. And one of them's already won a ring. And the other two, I think we'll all acknowledge, are pretty darn good pros. Now, are they champions or not? I don't know. But I don't mind this Giants core right now, but the reason I don't mind it is because there's nothing, it's not against the law to add to it. You know what I mean?
No, like, I think it's same a real, for the Warriors.
Like, after, I guess what I'm saying, Evan, is after watching the Giants the last 3 or 4 years, and now looking at them and saying, all right, they got Chapman, Adamas, Webb, Devers. It's like, that's a lot better than they had 2 or 3 years ago. Like, yeah. A lot better.
Yeah, but 2 or 3 years ago, they were a sub-500 team.
Well, they basically, I look at them as being a 500 team the last 3 years, essentially.
Okay.
I think they won between 79 and 83, whatever. They were a 500 team.
Yeah.
But with the three players they now have, I think they're better than those teams. I think this team is a team that can be, that can win more than 85 games. So that would put them at 10 games over. You know, I if those teams were 500 2 and 3 years ago, I think this team's, you know, an 85 to 90 win team, which makes them better.
That's fair. And I do think that the question's better posed to the next two seasons. Like, if we're looking at the cores, and I'm curious what people think too. Like, the 650 is already chiming in and saying, always take Steph over everything.
Right.
And I hear that. But legitimately, the next 2 years, it'd be hard for me to not take the Warriors. And it's
interesting.
I know that they have a ceiling. I know that they have their limits. But so far, I've seen that core together, those three players, win a lot of games.
It's true.
And I'm excited to see what they can do with an entire season. If you're telling me I don't have to worry about the years after their contracts are up, yeah, give me Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy over Adamas, Chapman, and Devers. Even though the Giants players, you're right, like they're more in their prime. I just think the Warriors core can.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. 888-957-9570 is the number. Risotto, if I were to ask you about the cores of the Giants and the Warriors, Curry, Draymond Green, Butler versus Adamas, Devers, and I'm saying these names too fast, Adamas, Devers, and Chapman. And couldn't we just break it down into like which team do you think, isn't it coming down to which team you think is going to have more success the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Rizzotto. That was a terrible question. It's why I'm no longer in journalism because it was too long. But what's your answer?
Journalist with words.
I thought it was a good question. So my inclination is to go with the group that's younger. But at the same time, in baseball, it takes more than just three guys to win a championship. So that's kind of what's pushing me towards picking Draymond, Curry, and Butler. So I think that's what I'm going to go with. I think they have a higher ceiling in terms of championship aspirations. Not aspirations, but more so championship possibilities, we'll say.
Right.
Than the Giants right now. Because the Giants also have the Dodgers to deal with. And I think that's not an easy dragon to slay.
That's true.
Per se. But I would say basketball, there's five guys on the court. There's more impact that's made from those guys than the three guys the Giants have.
That's interesting. I did think of that, but that's actually why I leaned Giants. Because when I look at the makeup of the Warriors now, those three guys we're talking about make a lot of the money. So when I look at the next 2 years for the Warriors, I think they're going to have to, like, the team's not going to change that much. What I do allow for with the Giants is, like, it's possible the Giants could acquire a player in the next 2 years that's better than all three of those guys, and they could swing it. I don't see a way that the Warriors can keep two or three of those guys and then get a player better who's going to re-elevate them into the, you know, into the stratosphere of, let's say, a Final Four team. But I do think it's interesting. And, you know, the other thing that makes it interesting to me is you're doing – so would you rather have the three Giants for the next 2 years knowing that they're still going to have five more years together, essentially, four or five? Or do you want the Warriors core where essentially you know you only getting it for two more years? Because Draymond's going to retire and Butler's going to leave. You know what I mean? So, but when I think, I know I'm all over the place. When I think about it like that, then it doesn't scare me in terms of the Warriors' core. Because in 2 years, we all know we got to do something. Everything's going to change in 2 years. We're going to have to turn these old players who are retiring into really good young players. There's going to be growing pains, but at least everybody's going to know why.
Well, I think they're in similar places in that they're clearly a step behind their peers. Like, the Warriors are not going to pass, no matter if OKC wins the championship on Sunday, if they lose, no one's going to come into next season and say the Warriors are going to be better than the Thunder, or they're going to knock them off. They might, but I don't think anybody would predict that. The Giants, next year, year after, I would be hard-pressed to believe there's a future where someone is predicting that they're going to knock off the Dodgers. Just how it is. Dodgers roster is really good. But Steiny, I'm thinking about who has the best player in their sport, given their stature. And I still think it's Curry in relation to the NBA as opposed to
Devers in baseball.
Devers in Major League Baseball. And you might say Webb is probably the closest. Maybe he's, you know, top three pitcher in the NL, you know, maybe top five in the league. So he's the guy that you choose. I'm sorry. I think that Curry is the deciding factor for me in the conversation about these cores. Like, I just give me the best player. It might be short-sighted, but that's kind of how I read it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'm also taking into account, and what we're talking about here, if you've just joined us, is we're talking about the three-man core of both the Giants and the Warriors. So you got Curry, Butler, and Green. And you got Adamas, Devers, and Chapman. The three Giants players are all closer to their prime than the three Warrior players. So if we give you the next 2 years, what core would you bet on? The Giants core or the Warriors core? And Evan's taking the Warriors. Risotto's taking the Warriors. I'm taking the Giants. And the reason I'm taking the Giants is the age of these guys, but also the sport itself. The sport itself. Okay, so you use the Dodgers.
Yep.
Okay. I'll use Oklahoma City. All right. Well, when I look at the Warriors, and if their core is that three-man core, they add a piece or two. It's like, you ain't beating Oklahoma City. You're not beating them. But...
Oh, we also didn't think the Pacers could beat them.
True.
Which they might.
But with the Dodgers, I could see the Giants beating them in a series. And I could see the Giants winning it all. I wouldn't bet on it, but that's the other thing. When you get into the playoffs in the NBA, that's like you're halfway there. In baseball, I just think you have a better shot if you make the postseason and you're a wild card team.
I mean, maybe mathematically you're right, but like I think the gap between the Warriors and the Thunder, and I do agree.
Like, what's a bigger gap, between the Warriors and Thunder or the Giants and Dodgers?
I think it's the Warriors and the Thunder is a smaller gap.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, like, and I'm not disagreeing with
you. The Dodgers got like seven guys in the IL right now.
Okay. It sounds to me, though, that you're talking mostly about winning the division. I'm actually talking about, can you get there and then what? You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you. I don't think the Giants are going to win the division this year or next, nor the year after that if things continue. But, you know, if the Dodgers are winning 100 games and the Giants all of a sudden are a 93-win team in a couple years, you don't think you could beat the Dodgers if you finish runner-up in the NL West in the playoffs?
No, that's true. I mean, that's what the Padres did a couple of years ago. They beat the Dodgers, I think, 3-1 as the wild card. Look, it's not out of the question. I don't think that if Chapman, Adames, and Devers are your three best players, that's like a core that I love.
Right.
You know, again, it's not just against the Dodgers, too. I'm stacking it up against the other teams that they'd have to go through in the NL. I think it is sort of similar to the Warriors. Like, are the Warriors' best three better than OKC's? Probably not. Are they better than Denver's? Maybe. Probably not. Are they better than the Clippers? Maybe. Are they better than Minnesota's? We didn't get a chance to see. A lot of people believe so. Are they better than the Lakers? I think so. Are they better than the Rockets? They prove so. Like, I think that there's... Each team is going to need fortune to get it done.
Sure.
And I think you're right that in general, the best basketball team wins. The best baseball team doesn't always win. But that, to me, is what you're betting on more than the players themselves.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you're betting on the math of baseball as opposed to what you actually believe about those three players.
Okay. Because, yes, if you were saying, Steiny, generic playoff team A in baseball, generic playoff team B in the NBA, the baseball team's got the better shot at it if they're, you know, they're a playoff team hanging around the middle of the playoffs. I think we'll all agree with that. I you know, it's funny, and another factor in this thing when we're talking about the cores is when you talk about the Warriors core, three guys, I don't give them the... When I think about this exercise, when I think of the Warriors core, I'm building in, that's it. That's the core. Those three guys. The Giants core, I'm allowing for the possibility that they can add to it.
Yeah, see, I think they need someone better in their three.
And they might. And that person might become part of their core, but... It's almost like because those three guys are the core now and they're younger, if they get a better player than all three, well, now I'm right.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you about what happens if they get a better player than their current three.
You know? No, but I allow for that under our hypothetical scenario. I allow for that.
I'm just asking you a question.
It's, because it's baseball rather than the NBA.
Well, yeah, there's a salary cap in basketball.
Watch your tone, but go ahead.
There's no salary cap in baseball.
Right.
So, yes, they could go out and get, you know, like the best player on the market. The Warriors can't do that. But I'm asking about right now. Like, Willy Adames is still hitting. I don't know if you noticed.
What do you mean?
208.
I think he's down to 202, but your point's well taken.
I mean, you still got to, like, I don't know if you've watched. The Giants won yesterday, Steiny. They scored two runs.
I know.
They scored two runs.
I actually get what you're saying.
They still can't really hit.
You're saying that right now. See, I don't think the Warriors are closer to an NBA championship than the Giants are to a World Series.
I think they're about the same. But
I do. But I do think that the Warriors' core. What? Like, the Warriors' core is probably not getting better. The Giants' core probably will get better because Adames is going to get better. Devers wasn't even here. And, you know, Chapman's going to be who he's going to be.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, well, you would hope that Devers is getting better. I'll tell you one thing he's doing, Steiny, this year. He's walking. He's walking a lot. In fact, he's walking more than he ever has.
Well, as Guru stated, he had 55 walks for the Red Sox this year.
And now he has, I think, two walks for the Giants.
Two walks in three games?
Maybe it's three.
Is a lot?
Is it three, Pasta?
What's the clap for? Two or three?
Let me check. I'm clapping because it was made such a big deal that Rafael Devers is walking in his first few games.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with walking. However, I'm not paying him anything. If I'm the Giants, I'm not paying you $250 million the rest of the way to walk. I'm paying you to hit. And I'm not really paying you to do a whole lot of fielding, although we can get to that down the line.
It's twice. He's walked twice.
There you go.
So he's walked two times in three games.
He's got an OBP of
which would translate to approximately 100 walks, right?
Yep. Yeah, he's on track for well over. Maybe not well over, but just
not
over.
Not well over.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's good. But it's not Barry Bonds.
Well,
and he was paid a lot of money to walk.
His career high in walks last year. This is actually kind of interesting. Last year was the most walks he's ever had, and it was 67. So he's going to
He's almost there
he's
now.
He's going to crush that one. Yeah.
So would you say he's a brand new man? Or that he's probably not going to walk as much as he has been for the rest of the season because he's never done it before.
I think he's I think he's more. I think he's more likely to walk here, but it doesn't make sense if you know what I mean.
Okay,
because you know he was in the middle. He was in a better lineup in Boston, right?
Let me ask you this, Steiny.
That's a tough one.
Actually, I would expect him to walk more here because there's no reason to pitch to him. But do you like guys that walk? Like, name me your top five hitters who walk. You like watching guys that walk?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm paying Rafi to hit. Now, if there's not a pitch in the zone, well, then take your base, go to first. But these 0-for-3s with a walk, on this kind of team, that's not enough. Like he has more pressure on him here than he does in Boston. And that's why there's going to be some expectations for him to hit, and specifically hit for power, because that's the biggest area that the Giants need help in.
Well, Evan, you're very young, and there are things I like to tell you about that I've learned over the course of time.
Enlighten me.
There's an old saying in baseball: walks as good as a hit. Walks as good as a hit.
Mm-hmm. Not with a guy in scoring position.
I Well, if you have a runner at second and you walk, you're guaranteed to have first and second. If you have a guy at second and he singles, you may just have a guy at first because the guy got with an out because he got thrown out at home.
So you've watched these first three games, right?
Sure.
You know what they are with runners in scoring position?
They're struggling right now, but what's your point?
That I need a guy to knock in some runs. I don't just need him to get on base. You know, Devers is, he's going to be fine. I'm just saying. Yeah. Did you acquire the guy to walk or did you acquire the guy to hit?
Listen, he can do both. Right?
I think it is both, right? Walk is literally a part of your offensive approach. It is part of your offensive game.
Thanks, Billy Bean. Really appreciate that.
I'm looking at the... This is going to sound weird. This is going to sound really nerdy. I'm looking at the all-time walks leaders in baseball history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ricky Henderson's number one.
We can do that on the other side. But I love that. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm giving you one core for the next 2 years. Curry, Butler, Green, or Adamas, Devers, Chapman. Which one are you taking for the next 2 years and why? Who's going to have more success? 888-957-9570. This segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. In case you missed it, the Golden State Valkyries defeated Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever in a huge win at Chase Center last night. Here's what the energy sounded like on 95.7 The Game.
Foul line, driving right alley. Blocked by Burton! Great health defense! Hayes, baseball pass ahead to Bibby with Colson to beat. She lays it in! Timeout, Fever! Backing down, back for Burton. Open 25, Butters good! 69-65, Gordon, three! Lead of the game with 4:50 to go. Cassie fires a straight on three, just a little strong. Secures her own miss, goes right down the lane, and one mobility! A step through to Thornton for three. It's good! It's Bird behind the back, three to shoot, stepping back, 18-footer. Bullet Knights! Good night, Indiana! 87-77. This place is so loud that when they called timeout, they didn't even stop the clock. They couldn't hear the whistle. What a win for the GSV tonight against Indiana.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Smashing Pumpkins?
Zombie.
The Cranberries.
Just Metallica?
It's the Cranberries.
Oh.
R.I.P. the great Dolores Reardon. She was the lead singer of the Cranberries. It's a good song. It's a good band. It's a good band.
Sometimes I think you just want to...
talk about music?
Yeah. Just in your bag about old rock songs and bands. And
I got a lot to share.
How days have since passed.
Let's get back to business.
Okay.
I'm hoping Risotto's got the all-time walks leader up there. Walks. So what do you got? Top 10? All right, Ricky.
I got as many as you want.
Bonds won.
Ricky and Bob.
Yeah, Ricky's two.
That's one and two.
Now, here's when it gets tough.
I really don't think it is.
Really?
It's probably Babe Ruth. That's a very low volume ding for me, Pasta.
Well, okay, then I'll turn off the music because it's on the same.
You can put them on different.
I'm going to take.
Here's your ding for Babe Ruth because he is number three.
All right, my guess is, and I should be better at this. There's no doubt. So I don't know if he had a great eye, but he was a great player. So I'm going to assume he had a great eye. How about Willie Mays? Willie Mays.
Willie Mays is not on the top 20.
Oh, boy.
He's number 22.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
I do think you're on the right track, though. It's probably home run hitters. So give me Jim Thome.
Jim Thome is number 7 on the list.
Okay.
I'm going to take Cecil Fielder.
Oh, boy. Come on.
I don't think he had a long enough career to be on this
list. You're better than that. All right, this guy, I actually remember, I don't know where he is on the list, but I bet he's top 10 because he hates how walks inflate a batter's stats, and that is Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan is number 5 on the list. So you guys have the top, or you guys have 4 of the top 5. You're missing number 4.
I'm going to go with maybe the greatest leadoff hitter of all time, outside Henderson, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is not there, but he's number. I gave you the bell because he is number 14, but he's not top 5.
That's not a bell. That's a buzzer.
Thank you, Risotto. That should have been a buzzer.
No chance. I don't know, Pasta. Who's number 4?
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle's top 10. He's number 8.
There you go. That's a
okay. I'm going to say Al Kaline.
Al Kaline is not anywhere, even in the top 30.
Aaron?
Oh, that's a
Aaron
good
is
one.
In the top 30. He is number 27.
That's not a ding.
No. So what do you want dings for?
Only top 10?
Top 10.
We're trying to get top,
okay,
10
top
here.
10. Okay.
Just top 10. Think about that, though. Pete Rose and Joe Morgan were in the same lineup, hitting 1-2 at oftentimes.
Joe Morgan hated analytics.
He did.
They actually made him better.
I'm going to guess.
Or look better.
How about Harmon Killebrew? Thank you.
Harmon. I accidentally. I did that premature.
Jeez Louise.
He's 15.
Ow.
He's number 15. I'm too quick with the ding.
Frank Thomas.
Who played forever?
Frank Thomas is a legitimate ding. He's number 10.
Okay.
So we need number 9, 7, 6, and that number 4 that you guys just can't get.
Oh God, who played forever? These fossils. Musial.
Stan the Man is number 13. Not there.
Chipper Jones.
I mean, I'd say Ted Williams, but he didn't have a
nicely
Ted
done.
Williams.
That's number 4.
Ted Williams?
And what's incredible about that is I knew what you were going to say, too. You were going to say that he missed time because of the military.
He did.
But he still racked up the 4th most walks of all time.
Makes sense.
All right, who's number 9? I give up.
Number 9 is Mel Ott, New York Giants.
Okay.
Left-handed hitting, was a National League home run leader for a long time.
You remember him.
Let me guess a guy, and I'll give credit to Frank B. on the YouTube chat. I think this one's right. George Brett. Oh.
I think we already went through the top 10.
Come on, Frank B.
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere on here. Good guess, though.
Well, it wasn't. You see? It wasn't a good guess. Frank B.
Pasta, you've been very gracious during this entire exercise, so I appreciate you.
I'm trying
to
be
else?
Nice. All right, so number 7.
Mark McGwire.
Nope.
All right, I'm done.
Number 7 was Jim Thome, big left-handed hitter, Cleveland.
Yeah, I guessed him.
Did you?
Yeah, we got that right.
Oh, we got
Evan
that one.
Got that right.
And then the one that you guys didn't get was number 6. It is Carl Yastrzemski.
Oh. Yes.
Interesting. All right. Had a little fun with that.
Now, most of those guys, Steiny, most of them, are prolific home run hitters or on-base machines who do something when they're on base. So, Devers is not a home run hitter. He's a line drive hitter, has the ability to hit 30 home runs, and he's not a speed demon. So I would prefer, like, it's a shtick. Look, it's okay to walk. I'm doing a bit. It's bad.
Evan filling in for Guru, taking on his persona of bad takes. How can you say walks are a bad thing? I don't know.
They're not a bad thing. All I'm saying is that
stop painting them out to be a bad thing then.
Steiny, why did they go get Devers? Is it because they couldn't walk or because they couldn't hit?
And I'm with a 408, too. This is the craziest instant gratification culture. Hey, Evan, he played 3 games with the Giants.
Well, he's actually played a lot more games before.
Evan.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Come down my road. You know, Steiny.
Yeah.
When you go to your first Giants game where Devers is in the lineup.
Yes. I'll boo him.
No, that's going to be the Red Sox fans tonight. Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, that's actually, that'll be interesting to see.
Actually, tonight. I spoke too soon. I don't think that he gets booed. The Giants don't go to Fenway this year, but do you think that he would get booed if he went to Fenway?
I don't, because it feels like Boston fans blame the front office more than Devers. Although, I heard a couple people, you know, like, they have some sound. I'm not going to play it on the board, but like Barstool stuff. And Devers, there were people that didn't like Devers. You know what I mean? I'm hearing that, you know, wasn't necessarily a fan favorite.
Devers?
Yes.
I think he was.
All right.
Two scoops.
Well, let me tell you who.
That's because he likes ice cream.
Okay. Let me tell you who speaks for Boston. You know who Dave Portnoy is?
Are you serious? Now, I know who he is, but you saying he speaks for Boston is going to piss anybody who lives out here that's from Boston off.
Too bad. He does.
That's what you do.
He's Mr. Boston.
I'd play him.
All right. Now listen to what he said. He's part of Boston.
I'm watching the U.S. Open, and the Red Sox trade Rafi Devers. They pull him off the plane, stick him in a car, send him on his way, and that's the end. Now listen, Rafael Devers is a dickhead, all right? He's a dickhead.
All right.
There's no doubt about that. Like the way he handled Bregman coming to third and pissing and moaning, and then when Bregman gets hurt, he won't play third, and then he won't play first. So he's a dickhead. But this season has sucked for the Red Sox until the last week. In 2 weeks, they start playing good baseball. They sweep the Yankees. They've won 5 out of 6 against the Yankees. They've won, what, 7 out of 8 or something like that. We're finally looking up above 500. It's like, huh, maybe this team actually will be pretty good. We got all these young kids coming up. And Devers is hitting for the most part. And you f***ing trade them for a bag of baseballs and f***ing a couple no-name pitchers and more. And it's a financial deal. And that's all it is. They didn't have to pay the contract. They got out of it. It's f***ing John Henry doing John Henry stuff.
Yeah, so there you have it. One guy says Devers was kind of a goof.
Who bleeped that out? Usually when there's a bleep, it's like a high-pitched kind of ding. Like, those bleeps almost made it sound like I could hear the entire words. Did he call Rafi Devers when I think he called him?
Yes, he did. And not a designated hitter. Another DH.
That's a 4. Come on, man. Like.
Well, I guess there is some backlash. Like, we've heard it. He could have handled it better.
I agree with that.
But I'm with you. I don't think he gets booed in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, there's times where I wish Steiny could handle a read better, but I'm not going to go call you a DH, a designated hitter, after the show. You know, I'm like, yeah, yes, Steiny could have been better today and could have handled that a little bit better. But, you know, you're not a designated hitter.
Can I let fans in on a little secret? See this all the time. The fact that the Boston Red Sox swept the Yankees on the same day Devers got it means nothing. Like, the sweep of the Yankees means nothing. A series or two means nothing. Like, this idea that we got it together in Boston, and just when we got it together, they pulled the plug on this thing. You won 2 series. That's all you did. You got above 500 for the first time this year. That's all you did. Like, nobody, like, the Giants, they don't care that Devers is 1 for 12 so far. It's 1 series. They're not going to make a decision based on 1 series.
You think he's good?
They made a decision based on what had happened all year long with Devers.
You got to admit that's pretty poor timing,
though. I disagree. The timing's the timing. They may have gotten him out of here. They may have said, let's get this guy out of here as fast as we can. And that just happened to be how long it took.
Steiny, they just moved into a wild card spot for the first time since they were 2-1.
And I'll tell you right now, nobody in the clubhouse knew that. They don't look at the standings like us.
No, but they know they're playing good baseball, and you just traded our best hitter. They also just sent the guy down, the guy who supposedly pissed at Campbell.
Yeah.
Who said he was like going to play first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just sent him to Worcester.
Is that good?
That means he got option. He's in AAA. So the guy who was trying to, I don't know, be a good teammate and move to the other position is not good enough to stay with the team. What we're going to see tonight from the Red Sox is a team that is missing a middle of the bat kind of player, or middle of the order bat.
Yeah, Devers.
Yeah, they're good. Watch him walk a lot this series.
Don't let him sweep.
Who?
The Red Sox.
You think they're going to sweep the Giants?
No, I said don't let them sweep.
They don't even have Crochet going in this series.
I know.
Now, this is something that actually is, I find really funny about you. You always want to know who's pitching against the Giants.
I do.
Because it seems like they miss the ace.
They always miss the ace.
Well, they faced Yamamoto. They beat him.
He stinks. He's 6-6.
Easy on Yoshi.
Please.
He almost had an immaculate inning last night.
Let's go through a little. Skeens, they missed him. Scooble, they missed him.
They still got swept.
Crochet, they miss him. They miss him. Who's the Guardians' best pitcher? It wasn't a guy in the last three.
Bybee.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is kind of funny they haven't caught the ones, but, you know, Steiny, that's baseball. That's just baseball.
Every break in the book for this Giants team, Risotto.
Well, not the two nights before the Flores double.
And then who's
Dude, they couldn't buy one.
Who's the guy who you said, well, they'll face him because they play him 6 in 9 days?
Skeens. They play the Pirates 6 times in 9 days.
I guarantee he's pitching the series in the middle.
He'll get, like, sick or something.
He's going to throw against the Mets and not the Giants. He's going to miss him 6 times. No, they'll face Skeensy or Skinny. Oh, speaking of Skinny, you think, now I mean this as in he's hitting one into the cove. Just, I don't want to get lost in translation. You think Devers is going skinny dipping this weekend?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't.
Think he's going to hit a home run? I do.
He's not hitting it in McCovey Cove. He's not going to hit a lot of balls into McCovey Cove. I'll tell you right now.
Well, but he could hit one this weekend. I think it'd be appropriate, actually.
The problem with Devers and splash hits are he's more of an alleys guy. He's more of an alleys guy than a down the right field line guy. Bonds was down the right field line. That's where you can make it into the cove. But as it juts out toward right center, gets harder and harder and harder. Remember the ball Ohtani hit earlier in the year? That was to right center, but it wasn't a splash hit.
Yeah, because he hit it Mach 4.
Correct, and it was to the deepest part of the park.
It was a little lower.
It was.
I mean, I think Devers is going to have a splash hit.
To this series?
Yeah. You know what? Let's put a pop on it. I think Devers goes skinny dipping this weekend.
All right, we'll put a pop on it.
All right.
415, wrong, Steiny. Gotta love texts that start that way. Wrong, Steiny. Devers getting some booze at Fenway. Not a team player. And Evan.
No. Easy.
Oh, boy.
You want to read that?
No, I'm not going to read that.
I don't either. I don't like that. I don't think I like the second half of that text. It's taking a shot at goo.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the spray chart, and I will say that 4 of the 15 home runs that Devers has hit this year looks like they would go into the cove.
They wouldn't. I'll bet you. You want to make? I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet right now, Risotto.
I didn't even have a take. I'm just saying what I see.
Now there is something that I don't know if Park Factor really has this a lot. Like, is the Marine layer involved in Statcast?
No,
I agree with you on that. I agree.
Can they factor that in? Like, I know that they say, all right, this is the amount of feet it goes, and there's a trajectory here. But like, dude, I'm telling you, if Devers hits one of those balls he hit at Yankee Stadium, even if it's to right, like, I'm sorry, that ball's not getting out at 8:08 p.m. in San Francisco.
It clearly doesn't take into account wind either. So it doesn't take into account wind.
Well, the wind's always swirling. You never know where it's going to take the ball.
I think it only takes into account distance,
yes,
which I agree is a little bit skewed.
Listen, if you've played golf, all right, and you're playing in the morning, it's a little misty, as opposed to you're playing in the sunshine, the ball doesn't travel as far. So you're absolutely the ball doesn't travel as far in San Francisco. And it's like, you know, it's somebody who the Giant hit a home run the other week in Colorado. Oh, it was, of course, Adamas. That's the only team he hits home runs against. And everybody, oh, that'd go out of any ballpark. No. Because the air's thin in Colorado. That's why it went 422 feet.
Dude, he hit a ball, I swear, that looked exactly like his, I think it was the second home run he hit, or maybe it was the one that barely cleared the wall in center field in Colorado, which is still like a 430-foot home run. I swear he hit one during the Cleveland series that looked exactly and sounded the same exactly off the bat, and it just died like 20 feet in front of the warning track.
Yeah, I told you about the one I saw on the second game against the Guardians.
Adamas?
Yeah, he hit what I thought was like a line double into the gap between center and right. And it just got caught, and I was like, geez, that was like a more of a flare. Like, it just doesn't seem to have a lot of pop.
It's hard to have pop in that stadium.
I guess.
It is hard to hit the ball out at Oracle Park. Not the hardest ballpark to hit in, but I think the second or third this year, and most years.
Do you think he's going to hit one into the Cove?
Seattle would be the hardest. Yes, I do.
What would you put Devers over under on splash hits the rest of the year? Because
2.5?
I was thinking the same thing, 2.5.
Okay. And I was going to say, when you said, well, it looks like 4 would have gone into the Cove, I was going to say 4. I bet he doesn't hit 4 into the Cove. But some of those home runs may not have just been at Fenway, right?
No. The one that went the furthest to right field was in Toronto.
Hitter's Park. The thing is, Boston is actually, not to left field, but to right field, it's kind of similar to Oracle Park. Mm-hmm. So he's hit a few that have gone out straight away right field. I think those would probably be in the Cove. I would take the over on that. You know why?
Why?
Because he's going to realize that all fields approach ain't working at Oracle. You got to get a little pull happy. That's actually what I think that Willie Adamas has been missing. He's been trying to hit the ball to all fields, Steiny. You just got to take the Javi Baez approach one of these days and just start trying to yank literally everything. If you want to hit a home run. Also, someone's saying that weather has no effect on how far your golf ball travels.
Shut up. Why would you read something so dumb?
Well, because I think it could also be an indicator.
Weather has no effect on how far your golf ball travels, Steiny.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you, Steve. You know, although I'm a little down on you, too.
You've been losing weight, though. You're not going to have as much oomph behind your ball.
I hit a new low this morning again. New low. Quick six, looking good.
Hey.
Weekends are tough, though. Weekends are a little tougher. But you know what I like about
it? I can't stand this quick six thing. That might be what's bugging me at 2 o'clock.
You know what I like the most about where I'm at right now? I decide. I decide what I'm going to eat. I decide when I'm going to eat. I decide if I'm going to eat. I have it all at my disposal. We got a 60th birthday party back east. In a week, and your boy's on the straight and narrow.
Now, why wouldn't you always decide if and when you eat?
You know what, Evan? How many times have you heard this? Negotiations end when there's a deadline, okay? Hey, why couldn't you? why did it take so long to sign Brock Purdy? Why did it take so long for Brandon Ayuk? Because there was a deadline, plain and simple. And there's a deadline for me, and it's next Friday.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like procrastination more than a choice.
It doesn't matter because...
You know what it comes down to?
Yeah.
Willpower.
That's right.
It's all about...
That's right.
That can apply to 365 days, not 14.
Didn't I tell you that yesterday?
Yeah, but
that's all
we think similarly. You know,
yesterday got home, turned the Valkyries on. It's like, man, I'm hungry. And I had one little thing, but and I just, you know, that's why I like to go to bed early when I'm losing weight. Tell you what, you get into that bed at 7:45. You go 12 hours without eating.
No, I think you've been sleeping too much.
All right. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out. Oh, boy. You're right, Risotto. We're missing that stapler. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, ladies and gentlemen, they get you out in 15 minutes. No appointments needed. For locations and coupon. You know what? I'm just going to give this one up and go do it on the other side. Listen, go to BayAreaOilChange.com. That's all you got to do for discounts, or don't make an appointment. It's still only going to take you 15 minutes. The other part of this was brought to you by Fremont Bank. You know their motto, here for you, here for good. Oh, boy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.